USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Easter is a time to remember that things will get better.
We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CNN there's a chance parts of the country may be allowed to start reopening soon from the coronavirus shutdown.
You want to make sure you don't do something prematurely and precipitously. At the same time, you pay attention to the need to try and get back to normal.
But he warns that trying to get back to normal too soon could be disastrous. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot agrees.
We cannot open up the economy until we make sure that we've got all the health care controls in place. That means widespread testing, contact tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is offering his thanks to the staff of the National Health Service for saving his life. He says his experience with the coronavirus was touch and go for a time. Johnson has posted a video on Twitter after his discharge from St. Thomas's Hospital in London. He says it's hard to find the words to express his gratitude.
Two nurses who stood by my bedside for 48 hours when things could have gone either way.
Strong storms with tornado-strength winds have been raking parts of the South. Louisiana Congressman Ralph Abrams says the Monroe, Louisiana Regional Airport is really a mess.
There is a lot of damage at the airport. Just behind me as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at a minimum of 3 Citation jets that are basically completely destroyed.
There have been reports of some tornadoes, but no reports of any injuries so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A political power play is underway from New York that involves Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. USA's John Clements reports.
That political power play began when Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the district's 1.8 million students will not be back in the classroom until September due to COVID-19.
It clearly will help us save lives.
2 hours later, speaking from Albany, New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo put the skids on that plan, saying de Blasio doesn't have the authority to close the schools for the academic year.
I understand the mayor's position, which is he wants to close them until June. And we may do that, but we're going to do it in a coordinated sense with the other localities.
This is John Clemens reporting.
A well-known character actor has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former NFL star turned actor on the comedy drama MASH, among other things, Timothy Brown, has recently died in Southern California at the age of 82. Brown had played NFL football with Green Bay, Philadelphia, and the Baltimore Colts. After he retired from football, he took up acting and performed in the popular movie and later the TV series MASH, playing Captain Oliver Harmon Jones on the small screen. He appeared in more than 20 movies and TV shows during his acting career. Brown spent his later years working with young people as a probation officer in Los Angeles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.